Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty, not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. Your browser knows more about you than your closest friends. Every site you visit, every search you make, how long you linger on each page, what you almost bought but didn't, what you read at 2 a.m. when you couldn't sleep, and if you're using Chrome, the most popular browser in the world, all of that data flows directly to Google, the same company that already has your email, your calendar, your documents, and probably your location history. Today, browsers that don't spy on you, and why your choice of browser matters more than you think. Last episode, we set up password managers, your first line of defense. Today, we tackle the tool you use more than almost any other, your web browser. Browsers are the window to the internet, but that window can also be a one-way mirror, letting advertisers and data brokers watch everything you do. Let's fix that. Chrome has about 65% of the browser market. It's fast, it's polished, and it's made by Google. That last part is the problem. Google's business model is advertising. They make money by knowing who you are, what you want, and what you're likely to click on. Chrome is the perfect data collection tool. It sits between you and every website you visit. Here's what Chrome does that you probably don't realize. Chrome syncs your browsing history to Google by default if you're signed in. Every site you visit becomes part of your profile. Chrome tracks you across sites even in incognito mode. Google settled a lawsuit about this. Incognito just means your local history isn't saved. Google still sees everything. Chrome is removing support for ad blocking extensions. The Manifest V3 changes gut the capabilities that make extensions like uBlock Origin effective. This isn't a bug, it's a feature for an advertising company. Chrome has a unique identifier tied to your installation. Even without signing in, Google can track your browser across sessions. Using Chrome while trying to be private is like hiring a private investigator to follow you and then asking them not to take notes. They work for someone else. Let's talk about browsers that actually respect you. Starting with Firefox. Firefox is made by Mozilla, a nonprofit whose mission is keeping the internet open and accessible. They don't have an advertising business. They don't profit from your data. Out of the box, Firefox is decent. With a few tweaks, it's excellent. Enhanced tracking protection. Firefox blocks third-party cookies and known trackers by default. Crank this up to strict in settings for maximum protection. Container tabs. This is a killer feature. You can isolate sites in separate containers. Your Facebook session can't see your banking session. Install the multi-account containers extension. Extensions actually work. Firefox fully supports powerful ad blockers like uBlock Origin. Unlike Chrome, they're not gutting this capability. Configuration depth. For advanced users, About Config lets you disable telemetry, WebRTC leaks, and other privacy concerns. Firefox is the recommendation for most people. It balances privacy, usability, and compatibility. Next up, Brave. Brave is a Chromium-based browser, meaning it uses the same engine as Chrome, but with tracking stripped out and privacy features built in. Shields. Brave blocks ads and trackers by default. You don't need to install anything, it just works. Fingerprinting protection. Brave randomizes your browser fingerprint, making it harder for sites to identify you even without cookies. Built-in Tor. Brave has a private window with Tor option that routes traffic through the Tor network. It's not as robust as using the actual Tor browser, but it's convenient. The downside: Brave has its own cryptocurrency thing going on, which some people find annoying. You can ignore all of that. Just use it as a private browser. Brave is great for people who want privacy without configuration. Install it and you're mostly done. For maximum hardening, there's Mulvad browser. Mulvad Browser is a collaboration between Mulvad VPN and the Tor Project. It's Firefox-based, hardened like the Tor browser, but designed for use with a VPN rather than Tor. Anti-fingerprinting. All Mulvad browser users look the same to websites. Your fingerprint matches thousands of other users. No accounts, no sync. This browser is deliberately minimal. No bookmark sync, no history, no profiles. Pairs with Mulvad VPN. Obviously designed to work with their VPN service, but works without it too. Mulvad browser is for the security conscious who want a clean, hardened browser with strong defaults. It's not for casual browsing. You'll lose some convenience. Whatever browser you choose, except Mulvad, which recommends against extensions, add these essentials. uBlock Origin, the best ad and tracker blocker, period. Not uBlock. Make sure it's uBlock Origin. The other one sold out, Privacy Badger, made by the EFF, learns to block invisible trackers as you browse. Good supplement to uBlock Origin, HTTPS Everywhere, forces encrypted connections when available. Many browsers now do this by default, but it doesn't hurt. Multi-account containers for Firefox. Isolate sites into separate containers. Keep Google in one box, Facebook in another, banking in a third. Do not install every privacy extension you find. More extensions mean more fingerprinting surface. Stick to the essentials. Here's how to migrate today. Step 1. Download Firefox or Brave. Both are free. Pick one based on your preferences. Firefox for maximum control, Brave for convenience. Step 2. Import your data. Both browsers can import bookmarks, history, and saved passwords from Chrome. You won't lose anything. Step 3. Install essential extensions. uBlock Origin at minimum. Privacy Badger if you want extra protection. Step 4. Adjust your settings. In Firefox, go to Settings, Privacy and Security, Enhance Tracking Protection and set it to Strict. In Brave, check that Shields is enabled. Step 5. Make it your default browser. This is the critical step. If Chrome is still your default, you'll keep using it. Force the habit change. Step 6. Delete Chrome. Okay, this one's optional, but therapeutic. Your browser is your lens to the internet. That lens can be clear or it can be a surveillance camera pointed at you. Firefox and Brave both offer privacy Chrome never will. The switch takes 10 minutes and you'll never notice the difference except in the data that's no longer being harvested. Next episode, search engines. Because even with a private browser, using Google search undermines everything. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Learn more at cypherpunkschool.com. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.